County Plan Commission public hearing to order. Bob, could you establish a quorum, please?
Okay, Dave Stewart, he called in, and Rick Caudill had called. Steve Adams.
Here.
Doug Fabian.
Here.
Randy Fogel.
Here.
Randy Hayes.
Here.
Ronnie Melton.
Here.
And Mike Schofield.
Here.
We have established a quorum.
Could you explain the procedures of the meeting, please?
I'd like to welcome you to the October 14th, 2014 Taney County Planning Commission public hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code and are held for each Division 3 permit application, which is filed with the Planning Commission staff. At this time, I'd like to enter the Taney County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A. The staff report for the case to be heard this evening is Exhibit B. And the staff file, including all pertinent information for the case, is Exhibit C. A staff report for the case will be read, followed by a video presentation for the site and any questions for staff. If you do wish to comment at the public hearing, a sign-in sheet has been provided at the front of the room. Registration for comment will cease before the before the public hearing begins. When it's your opportunity to speak, your name will be called. Please proceed to the podium at the front of the room in order to address the Planning Commission. All comments and questions are to be addressed to the directly to the Planning Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. The public hearing will be closed upon the conclusion of public comment. The Division 3 application this evening will be voted upon next Monday, October 20th, at the Planning Commission regular meeting. You may leave after your case has been heard. Thank you so much.
You want to do the...
Okay. This is going to take a little getting used
to. This is Sam Nightly Rental.
They've
do a little video of it?
They've changed things on me here a little bit with this computer. this is case number 2014-7. It's the project is Sam's Family Nightly Rental. The applicants are Matthew and Tricia Sams. And this just shows the property in question. The property is located at 1264 Goodnight Hollow Road. And we just kind of gradually zoom in here. In the Jasper Township, Section 10, Township 24, Range 21. And we've got a view of the property from the north, south, east, and west. The house is actually located in this cleared-out area. It's actually been built recently enough that it doesn't show up in our in Beacon in our aerial photography yet. It does show up on does, however, show up on Google Earth though. Again, the applicants Matthew and Tricia Sams are requesting approval of a Division 3 special use permit in order to utilize the existing two-bedroom single-family residence for nightly rental. The Planning Department issued Division 1 permit 2012-149, authorizing the construction of this 1,500-square-foot residence. And on March 3rd, 2013, a certificate of conformance was issued for the single-family residence. The property in question is served by an on-site septic system and a private well. The current application was approved for concept on September 15th of this year. The subject property is an approximately 14-acre meets and bounds described parcel of land. And again, it does contain basically the two-bedroom, 1,500-square-foot residence. In review, as you know, the Taney County Development Guidance Code defines nightly rental as a residential building, structure, or part thereof that may be rented for any period of time less than 30 days, counting portions of days as full days. Currently, the applicants would have the ability, even without the nightly rental approval, to rent the residence for a period of 30 days or greater. Exterior appearance of the single-family home will remain the same. And per the nightly rental provisions of the Development Guidance Code, the maximum occupancy of the house would basically be a total of six people, or two per bedroom, and then two additional for the whole house. As we'd indicated, the property is served by a septic system and a private well. The septic system, since this property is greater than the 3 acres in size, it was not required to be permitted via the State Health Department regulations. The property is, of course, served by an existing drive off of Goodnight Hollow Road. Per the nightly rental provisions of the code, it basically requires one parking space for each two persons of occupancy. And so, essentially, it would just require a total of three parking spaces. And this property exceeds that minimum requirement. Again, this is looked upon as a special use permit. And basically, with a special use permit, the special use permit's just issued strictly to the applicant and can't be transferred without Planning Commission approval. And the special use permit also can't be used to establish commercial compatibility with any future land use change applications. The adjoining property, essentially to the north, is really just Goodnight Hollow Road and primarily vacant land. To the south and east is predominantly vacant property as well. And the adjoining property to the west is light residential and vacant. The project received a total score of negative 17 on the policy checklist. Out of a maximum score of 41, the relative policies receiving a negative score consists of off-site nuisances, right-of-way on existing roads, emergency water supply, solid waste disposal service, and utilities. The staff recommendations on this is if the Taney County Planning Commission approves this request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Second, compliance letters from the Western Taney County Fire Protection District and the Missouri Department of Revenue, including all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature, shall be provided to the Planning Department office. Third, a valid Missouri Department of Revenue sales tax license should be provided to the Planning Department office prior to the issuance of the Certificate of Compliance. A no-tax due letter from the Missouri Department of Revenue shall be submitted to the Planning Department office annually, indicating that the sales taxes have been paid. Four, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. Five, this decision is subject to all existing easements. Six, the resident shall accommodate or sleep no more than six persons per night. The total occupancy may be further limited based upon the provisions of the Western Taney County Fire Protection District requirements and regulations. And then Sam's Family Nightly Rental has been approved as a special use permit. Therefore, the permit is specific to the applicant to whom the permit is issued and cannot be transferred without Planning Commission approval. The special use permit should not be used to establish commercial compatibility for or with any future land use change applications. And finally, the decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds Office within 120 days of the approval shall expire. And we've got just a couple of brief videos here. Gonna give this a shot here. They've changed this computer up on me a little bit. Oh, okay. And this is just a quick 360 from the road. Then, whoops, I don't know. this one, I think this one I just took from the front of the property and just... Never seems like you're moving quite as quickly when you're on site as it does. That's all I've got.
Is that east of the covered bridge that crosses the creek?
Yes.
Down there on the right before you get to the county, the new county road that shoots up over the hill? Or is that a different house I'm thinking of?
Yes. I don't know. It's a new county road. It's just east of that subdivision that lays to the
north. Oh, it's just...
I'm sorry. The two, I didn't know
right
which.
There, the...
Oh, that's the county.
To the west. The second road to the west is the covered bridge road.
The first one is that new road goes up over the hill.
That goes all the same subdivision.
Okay. Well, I was thinking that was a house up there right before you get to that second road that they built there, but it's not. This is different.
This is.
Has anybody got any questions for these people?
What clientele will you be marketing to?
Weekly rentals, vacation. At least for a period of time. Now, my son, when he is of age, will inherit this property, which is really only a couple of years down the road.
Are you going to be doing this year-round, the rental year-round?
Probably not year-round. Probably during the, you know, the peak season.
Looking for something basically just to pay for it so it's not just sitting there until our son can take it over. So, you know, just basically to keep
something
there.
At which point it will become single family residential.
But it's such a beautiful area to just let sit there and do nothing, so.
Anybody got any questions? Other questions?
Nope.
Any more?
Yeah.
He did such a great job with that.
Obviously, we have some cleaning up to do. It's, you know, since you have been out there, but construction is still getting done. So,
well, I guess if Bobby got anything else for you, well, we'll see you next Monday.
This coming Monday.
This coming Monday.
Okay, same time.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bob, you got anything we need to talk about?
I don't at this point.
Has anybody else got anything that we need to talk about? No? Well, somebody want to make a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Somebody want a second? Everybody in favor, aye.
Aye.
Everybody opposed?